Welcome to Speak in Flow, the podcast that helps leaders like you unlock the power of your voice, achieve maximum potential and flow through exceptional communication. I'm your host, Melinda Lee, and I am passionate about helping company leaders and their teams master public speaking, pitching with impact, and stepping into their full leadership potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Speak in Flow podcast, which is the top 10% of podcasts worldwide. When you stick around until the end, I have an exclusive gift just for listeners only, something that will immediately help you and your team up-level your communication. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak in Flow podcast, where we dive into unique strategies and stories to help you and your team achieve maximum potential and flow. Today, I have an amazing leader in the finance industry. She is thoughtful, kind, smart. Her name is Samantha Bolasan. She is the CEO and founder of Palm Team. Palm stands for Peace of Mind Team. I love that. They are a fractional finance and accounting firm that supports high growth businesses. Hi, Samantha. Glad you're here.
Hi, Melinda. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to jump in. So before we dive in to strategies to help us all be in alignment with vision, what are you passionate about right now with your company?
Well, I mean, I've had Palm Team now for, we're coming up on 8 years this month. So it's been quite the journey from beginning to the point where we are at now. So right now I'm really in a flow, on Speak and Flow with you. I'm really watching it all come together and it's growing organically. And I'm just really happy with the team and the clients and the vision really coming together at this point.
What is happening? What is the vision that you saw from a while ago that you see is coming together today?
Oh, I love that question. So when I started Palm Team, I was coming off of working at very high growth startups. Quite a few had exits that I was a part of. Mm-hmm. I was working with a lot of the same entrepreneurs. So when I started it, my daughter was 2 years old, and I was really looking for peace of mind for myself, as well as providing that in my business model. As I partnered with so many startups, they were really looking for someone that they could rely on. And I was always that person that delivered in a very unique way. And what I mean by that is having the flexibility to switch gears quickly, bringing like 200% of your care into the business. So I really wanted to build a business that provided that, but I also wanted to provide an ecosystem that my life could thrive in. So it was really about thriving in my career, but also thriving in my life. So the only way I could envision that really working was by starting my own company. And beyond that, I really wanted that for my team, because I think that's a real struggle for working moms. My team really started with a lot of working moms, because there was not the right ecosystem for them to thrive in both worlds of their life. So really, this was about bringing together a lot of worlds. And with that, I think there's no playbook, right? Like I would say a lot of career people told me this isn't going to work. A lot of things are going to go wrong. You have to come from like a place of strength and you can't give people flexibility like this. So it was interesting. Like I didn't want to believe that. I did see things like that happen. And I did learn from that. So what I've gotten to now is we've built like a very good ecosystem around supporting both. I think it's changed a lot, but the ultimate vision and foundation is still there.
So that's so interesting. So you built it because you wanted to have the flexibility for you and the people on your team. Yeah. The flexibility to do both, to be in business and then also to support family at home.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was really the foundation of what I was trying to achieve.
Wow. And then at the time, so people said it's not going to work. Like, oh, can you dive in a little bit more about what they were saying?
Yeah, definitely. So I think there's always that trade-off with flexibility, right? Is if you're not com showing up as a very accountable person, I can see how I've seen how that can go the wrong direction, right? Where people are not necessarily fully showing up like they should, right? They're taking advantage. Also, we were a remote-based model from day one, and this was before COVID. So, not a lot of companies understood working remote like they do today. So that required a lot of trust. What is nice about finance and accounting is it's very tangible. It's very results oriented. So you're always delivering a package, right? It's not necessarily something that is unclear. So I think that worked really well. I did start the business off of my network. So I would say, like, day one, I had a few clients, like, once I started. And then once I told more and more people what I was doing, it was all referral based. And I think a lot of the professional services firms, of course, are mostly re referral based. So that's really where I started. But what I struggled with is the team, right? Like, I knew what I could do and what I was capable of, but finding the right team members to support me was where we really like had a lot of start and stop in the beginning.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Like, what were you? You had to find the right people and then be able to have them get up to speed. But then also, like, then if you bring in new clients, you trust your new team members with new clients. That's really challenging.
Yeah, it's really challenging. So we really had to hone in on our vision, our value system. Everything had to, all of our hiring procedures had to be based on that foundation, right? And just become very clear with how we operate, right? Like, a lot of SOPs have been developed at this point, to make sure that we're all successful, and just high communication. Over communicating is what I like to call it when we're working remote. You can never be too careful to make sure someone understands something.
And what would you say now that it's been 8 years has been one of your biggest challenges?
I think my
You
biggest
mentioned the
challenge
team.
is, what was that?
Was it the team? You mentioned the team.
Yeah, I was just going to say that in a different way. It's a people business. So, people are my variable, so I have to have a lot of contingencies in place. So now I structure my team so that there's always a little bit extra, right? Like, we might have a few more support resources than we need on a client. We always have like an accounting manager and a controller at least on a client. So there's a lot of backup in place. When you're talking about people, it's people are variables, right? Like, someone can get sick and it could be terminal and they have to stop right then and there, you know? So, I mean, those are the worst case scenarios, but some people could be like, I'm moving my family to Europe. So that could be like a very positive thing. So, but it's just like when you're dealing with people and supplying people to other companies, you have to be the one who's very prepared for all of the outcomes, right? I have to have team members that are highly trained and seasoned and flexible to jump in and jump out where I need them to and be prepared for really anything. It sounds like maybe more serious than it really is, but that's all the things that keep me up at night, is like making sure I have the right team in place for my clients and that I'm not worrying about a ball dropping and being exposed.
Well, it matters. You care.
Yeah,
I
no,
would
I
feel like
care a lot. And I think
that
that's the problem. The
too. Yeah,
problem and the solution.
Well, that's why people go to you. They, you know, because you bring them the peace of mind because you're taking it on.
Yeah, little did I know this was like a very big promise, right? I'm telling them that I'm gonna give them peace of mind, and that's the delivery I'm trying to bring.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
And then you're in the meanwhile, still the daughter is now how old? Two, yeah,
She's
one.
now 10.
Oh, 8 years. Right. 8 years from, yeah, back then.
Yeah, which is crazy. So much time has passed. But it's been great. Like, I would say, I was trying to create, in some sense, a lifestyle business. And that's how I operate. Like I, even if it, this is not, if I was working somewhere that was not my own company, I would operate as if it were my own company. That's just my personality. So I think me creating my own business, that part of it was not stressful to me in the sense that like you never turn it off, right? Like there's moments where I will intentionally not look at my phone and know that I'm going to take time for myself, but I would say like my expectation is like I have to be available when I have to be available. So I just feel like my career and my personal life are very fluid, but they're both very healthy because I love them both.
Right. Yeah. And that makes sense. So it's just all a part of your life, anyways. Like you said, it's a lifestyle. It's not necessarily a job. And then you clock out. It's just part of who you are. But you love it.
Yeah, I do love it. I do.
And how has communication supported you or also caused any friction or challenges?
That's a great question. I think as of probably 3 or 4 years ago is when I think I was more intentionally sharing my full vision with the company. And that what I mean by that is primarily the team. And I think when you share your vision, that allows people to self-select, right? So you're very intentionally telling them, like, this is where we're going, this is what I expect, this is how we define ourselves, and people will self-select out of that. And then some people will rise to the occasion. So I think at this point, we have such a great team. We've gone through the transitions of people. So the self-selecting out, and we've gone through the transitions of coaching and leveling people up, which makes us such a fantastic team. So I think in terms of communication, it's the full vision, right? Like you have to communicate that very clearly to your team and keep communicating it. Also, I think what's different about me is or maybe not, but I feel like I'm a very authentic person. Like I really want to know my team, and I do actually care about how they're doing. So I think having that leadership relationship with your team is super important because it's like giving them, their own gift, right? Like their own ability to show up in a different way. That maybe I have a lot of people on my team who didn't work well with certain leaders in their prior lives, and like we've been really able to connect and get them to the next level because I actually do really like invest my time and my energy into helping them get there.
Yeah, I could definitely feel that. I'm sure, and that's
Oh, thank
where they
you.
probably are very happy and thriving and motivated to be part of the team, even when you're not.
I mean, yeah, and that's important. It shows up in every inch of what we do, right? Our clients notice
Yeah.
how dedicated our team is to their business.
Right. And then, so what about to clients and from your team to clients? What was that? Has there been additional training for you for your team to supporting the clients?
Yeah, so that's a whole nother challenge. Because we typically work with high growth startups, and what that looked like 8 years ago was a lot of them were VC backed. So we work with technology, what I like to call multi-channel retail, and then like larger agency businesses. So when I'm hiring, I'm really look, we have it's there's one, the technical skill, right? They have to have a lot of them come from audit, they had worked at a company, a lot of them are CPAs. That's not necessarily a must-have for my business because it's operational, right? We're not auditors. But they need a technical background, right? They need a strong technical background, but also they need to be able to work in a high-growth company, which means you're doing a couple things, right? So you have to be flexible because things are changing all the time. But you also have to be efficient with their time and your time and their resources and our resources. So like you're not going to need all the bells and whistles that you may want or need. The client doesn't necessarily need that or want that. So you have to really disseminate pretty quickly like how you can serve them in the most optimal way possible. And we're about the journey. So we start somewhere around like a seed round or a series A round, and we grow with you, and eventually they're ready to hire their full-time resources, and we can fairly safely exit as they bring in full-time hires. But at the stage we're at now, we also have very early entry points, which we call bookkeeping, which I think a lot of people just call fractional accounting and finance teams bookkeeping, but they're very different. Bookkeeping's like much earlier business, or it's like an individual who is like a professional who can't focus on their books. They're really focused on selling and marketing and all the other things. And then we also have CFO, which is part of, was typically part of our core business. But CFO is like in isolation, it's far more involved or more intensive in the strategy and the forecasting and potentially board deliverables. So what we offer now is pretty robust.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a full gamut. And did you say that you just started talking about this vision? Was it not set like 4 years prior? Like you just started, it
I
starts.
think it was, I think I had my naivete idea of what it was, and I think when I sold it to a new hire, they were like, "This sounds amazing." Like a place where I can like work and actually like go to my daughter's ballet recital and you won't be upset with me. So I think I knew what it was, but I think I really honed on what it means as a business 3 or 4 years ago. Like I wrote it down, right? So like I wrote down what our mission is. I wrote down what our value system is. I wrote down what our behaviors are. And I had a colleague that I used to work with help me with this. And she was extremely pivotal in like being like, "Sam, you know what to do, but I'm gonna make you do
That's lovely. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a difference between right, like having it, but writing it down is the first step, definitely.
Right. It's huge.
Yeah, it is
Yeah.
huge. It is huge with entrepreneurs. And then the following up is the execution, the communication of it. And it's not just the communication one time. It's like the communication, reminders, and
Yeah,
evolution.
we even had workshops like after we did that to dive into everything. Like, how do you write the job description around this? How do you interview around this? So we had like committees that we developed to really branch it out. And we have weekly stand-ups. So I have Lena on my team. She's an amazing operations manager, and she always like leads us off with we kind of rotate like every other week we'll do something personal, and then the other week is usually something around a value. So we're always trying to like sneak it in to make sure that we continually remind ourselves of like who we are and what we're doing.
Because there's so we can otherwise get into the weeds of things, and then the reminders of the values are so important because it's always like the North Star of how we make decisions.
Yeah, it makes things easier actually. It's like
Does it really
upfront
does
work for quick decision making later.
it does it does even though it feels like we're taking up time in the meeting, but really it actually is helping us to make faster decisions, more informed, better decisions.
Exactly,
Time,
exactly right.
it's like a reset. And sometimes I think when people jump in from meeting to meeting and they don't take the moment to just take a breath, when you do that, you actually are in the meeting, you're thinking about something else anyway, so you're really not present, so you might as well take.
Actually, present is one of our values.
Oh, cool. I bet you have really cool values like presence, authenticity or something, integrity.
Oh gosh, let me see if I can remember them all. Innovative,
Innovative.
curiosity, collaboration, present, and grace.
Oh,
An important
yes.
one.
Great. Oh, I love those. I love those. I love that. Well, Samantha, that is such a fascinating journey. And I loved, again, it's just like so inspiring that you've done this for yourself and for other parents or moms who have to be like they have the integration of both worlds, all the worlds. One, and you've been successfully doing that, and that's inspiring for anybody, even if you're not like running your own business. A lot of the audience members are out there thinking that, okay, I gotta clock in and out and then go to my other job. It doesn't feel as integrated as how much as you've done that with your life, with business and work, personal.
I love that you bring that up because I do think people that work at companies can advocate for that for themselves. I think back at the roles that I had, I think I just assumed that this
Yeah.
wasn't it just wasn't okay. And
Yeah.
I think if I had actively communicated with my leaders about what I needed to work well, I think they would have accommodated it.
Yeah.
I just
Yeah.
think it's like hindsight is 20/20. I just was like, oh, I'm gonna solve this for myself. When there's a lot that can be done when you just communicate better with your direct reports, and the leadership team, depending on, I don't know how these employment structures are set up for other people, but there's so much that can be done if you just talk to people and
Yeah.
try to get what you need. Because
Right.
at the end of the day, it's hard to find good people. It's hard
Yeah.
to find people who care about the company as much as you do. So if you have that person, a lot of the times, just asking for what you need goes a long way.
Yeah, I agree. I
Yeah.
love that. And so therefore asking what you need and then also going into meetings like prepared and
Yeah.
before we close, can I ask you one final question?
Yes.
What would you want the audience to take away?
I think coaching people toward a shared vision is such a, it's been the game changer for me. So I think as a leader, if you can continue to make that very intentional, and you have to show up authentically, I think in this day and age, people know right away whether you're full of it per se. So as you're communicating that vision, it has to be real. Because people can sense if that's not if I'm not working for something that you actually care about or a vision where you actually care about the people involved, then why do they want to be a part of that is the question that I would ask. And you can't shy away from hard conversations. Part of being an authentic leader is saying things that are not nice, but they're kind. I like that statement. I like to be kind, but I'm not going to always be nice. And to me, that means really caring about the person's ultimate outcome, not just really telling them what they want to hear.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah, it's especially because we want to be liked or we don't want the other person to get upset.
Yes,
Yeah.
and that's a really big pitfall for a leader. You can't actually care if people like you or not. It's really hard.
It's too much. I already have enough going on in my brain, so I can't think about what you're thinking.
Right. I mean, I hope they do. I just hope like that I'm giving them a place where they like showing up and talking to me, but I have to be okay with that not being th what it is.
No, and you're doing it with such kindness and authenticity, and yeah, so that's the avenue already.
Yes,
The connection
exactly.
point. Oh, thank you so much, Samantha. I love that. So just yeah, continuing to speak our vision, continuing to be authentic and yes, being clear and even if it's not nice, but kind.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I love how you sum that
Oh man, it was really fun, Samantha. I really enjoyed. I got so much out of it. I'm really inspired by the your daughter's very lucky to have you. She's probably very
Oh,
inspired
thank
too
you.
by seeing you thrive in your business. And it's supported me in how I'm thinking about my business too. And I
Oh, I'm
love
so
that.
happy to hear that. Yeah,
Yeah.
my daughter wants to work for Palm Team one day, and I keep telling her, I don't know.
Oh, that is so
I know.
cute.
I'm like, maybe we'll want to do something more fun, more creative.
There's probably a lot she could do with it. She could
Yeah,
take
I
it
know. I
in.
mean, I don't know. I haven't thought of I always wanted a business that has an exit strategy. And by that I mean if
Got
I
it.
want to sell it, I can. But I love it. And I think I mean, I don't know what else I would do, honestly. This has become my baby,
Yeah,
my
I
second
know. Look,
baby.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I women, I think we see our business as babies. I think, do men do that? I'm not sure.
Probably not. I know. I know I'm like, oh, should I say
That's what you
iron
call a peace
baby?
of mind, right? Oh, that's so funny. Well, is what how could people get a hold of you? They're looking for fractional finance and accounting services.
So Samantha Bolason on LinkedIn. Our website is www.thepalmteam.com. We couldn't get Palm Team, unfortunately. We're also on Instagram, Palm Team.
Cool.
We have our own LinkedIn page, Palm Team. So lots of little spots you can check us out.
Love it. So when you need these services, reach out to Palm Team, get peace of mind team, and connect with Samantha.
Exactly.
Yay. All right, Samantha, thank you so much for your time and your expertise today.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, you too. And thank you, audience, for being here. I hope you got your golden takeaway and implement them right away. And so remember, the next time I see you, until then, connect and inspire and make a positive difference in the world. Love you. Mwah.
That's a wrap on today's Speak and Flow podcast. I hope that you gained valuable insights to help you communicate with more clarity, connection, and confidence. Before you go, let me ask you this. Can your team communicate your founder story in a way that strengthens relationships and builds your company brand? If not, I've got a tool for you. Introducing, it's an AI founder story creator. This is a tool to help you craft a compelling story instantly that you can share with your team, and therefore your team can share with lots of people, building your brand. Grab this tool. In addition to creating immediately your founder story, you're also going to get one-on-one coaching with me so that we can continue to refine the story so that it's in alignment with your company messaging. Click on the link in the show notes, grab it today, and until next time, keep leading with confidence and courage.